The Green New Deal is an ambitious proposal to tackle climate change. Since its introduction to Congress by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey, the plan has been both mocked and praised for its boldness. So far, just 89 representatives in the House and 11 senators have signed on as co-sponsors. A group of young activists is determined to change that. WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo reports.
Abigail Leedy is a senior at Central High School, but on this day, she skipped class to meet with staffers from Democratic Congressman Dwight Evans' office in North Philadelphia.
We have about 15 people here today because we want Dwight Evans to co-sponsor this resolution now and to get his support out now.
Leedy's with a nationwide group led by young activists called the Sunrise Movement. They spearheaded the Green New Deal, gaining the support of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The goal of the plan is to achieve carbon neutral emissions and transition to 100% clean energy in only 10 years. That's 20 years earlier than goals set by progressive cities around the country. Republicans have called the Green New Deal a socialist fantasy. President Donald Trump made fun of it recently in Texas.
It would shut down a little thing called air travel.
Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso said people will also have to give up ice cream because to meet the goals of the deal, cows would have to be eliminated.
Say goodbye to dairy, to beef, to family farms, to ranches. American favorites like cheeseburgers and a milkshake will become a thing of the past.
Cow flatulence, farts, and burps include the powerful greenhouse gas methane. The EPA says agriculture overall contributes 9% of the nation's carbon emissions. And because of an early mention of cows in the Green New Deal, the beef and cattle industry started actively lobbying against the program. Activists are aware that to reach the deal's goals, radical change is needed. But Leedy says that's what the times are calling for.
It sounds crazy. I know, like I understand it sounds like a progressive wish list, but I genuinely think it's what we need if we are going to avert complete catastrophe.
Last year, a United Nations science report said that if we don't cut emissions drastically within 12 years, the results would be catastrophic, including floods, drought, and extreme heat. Leedy says she's already feeling the effects of climate change. Last summer, excessive heat caused 5 early dismissals for Philadelphia public schools.
I think that every year that is going to get worse.
Critics of the Green New Deal say there's no specifics and it's too ambitious. Associate Professor of Government at Franklin and Marshall College, Biko Koenig, says that's how political action often happens.
Part of the work of social movement actors is to redefine what is possible. So 3 weeks ago, we weren't having a conversation about the Green New Deal, and now we are.
He points to other successful movements led by young people, like the opposition to the Vietnam War, or more recently, Black Lives Matter. Democratic Representative Brendan Boyle from Northeast Philadelphia is the only member of Pennsylvania's delegation co-sponsoring the Green New Deal.
Probably the best thing that talk of the Green New Deal has done is actually put climate change part of the conversation, which was not happening.
Boyle is hopeful the newly formed Select Committee on Climate Crisis will actually craft legislation to tackle climate change.
Right now, the federal government of the United States of America has zero plans on the books to address climate change that is already happening. That is the frightening prospect.
Ultimately, the Sunrise Movement wants to make climate change a major issue in the upcoming 2020 presidential race. Sophia Seya is the group's Pennsylvania state director.
Politicians are just going to find out that they either are going to have to stand with us and protect our futures and support the Green New Deal, or they are going to be voted out.
For State Impact, I'm Catalina Jaramillo.